Hello, this is Brother Denny. Welcome to Charity Ministries. Our desire is that your life would be blessed and changed by this message. This message is not copyrighted and is not to be bought or sold. You are welcome to make copies for your friends and neighbors. If you would like additional messages, please go to our website for a complete listing at www.charityministries.org. If you would like a catalog of other sermons, please call 1-800-227-7902 or write to Charity Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ephrata, PA, 17522. These messages are offered to all without charge by the free will offerings of God's people. A special thank you to all who support this ministry.
And I'm convinced that you people are convinced about the importance of the home. And although not much has been said thus far in these meetings about the home is a very important part of the church. A very, very important part. So we like to sing a song about the home. We also like to give you a gift to those who are interested in the home, something to help you, to remind you of your commitment to each other as husbands and wives and fathers and mothers. We have this little poster. It's in the back there at the bulletin board with the promises on that for husbands to their wives and wives to their husbands. It's free. It's yours just for the taking. If you're interested in a good home, why, it's our gift to you to encourage you from day to day. It's the promises that I believe Brother Denny talked about. I got them from him. I'm not sure if they're original with him or he got them somewhere else, but they're free to you for the taking then, and you may help yourself to them.
Lord, give us Christian homes, homes where the Bible is loved and taught, homes where the Master's will is sought, homes crowned with beauty thy love hath wrought. Lord, give us Christian homes, Lord, give us Christian homes. Lord, give us Christian homes, homes where the Father is true and strong, homes that are free from the blight of wrong, homes that are joyous with love and song. Lord, give us Christian homes, Lord, give us Christian homes, Lord, give us Christian homes, homes where the mother in queenly quest strives to show others thy way is best, homes where
aware that it's not always easy out there, so we'd like to remind you that no matter what happens, God is there.
Be not dismayed by
Everywhere his love is overall. In the whispering breeze, the shadows as they fall. In the sunlight shining, in the trees so tall. God is everywhere. God is in the flowers and the birds that sing. Over all the earth he makes the joy bells ring. To the children's hearts his light and love he brings. God is everywhere. God is ever near us when we wake or sleep. If upon the land or on the watery deep, if we fall in trust Him, He will faithfully keep. God is everywhere. God is in the flowers and the birds that sing. Over all the earth he makes the joy bells ring. To the children's hearts his light and love he brings. God is everywhere.
Tell us your poem.
No, louder.
Say your poem.
The Word tells me, the Bible tells me to, how much our Father loves us all. And now we are telling you.
God is everywhere, and so we need not fear. Unto all his children he is ever near. Filling all the world with love and light and cheer. God is everywhere. God is in the flowers and the birds that sing. Over all the earth he makes the joy bells ring. To the children's hearts his light and love he brings. God is everywhere.
Psalm 100.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Bless his name. The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
Mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Greetings from Lewistown, Montana. Sure is good to be back again and be together and sing together. And you know, when you're all alone for a while, it sure is. Lifts your spirits and lifts your heart again when you're together in a crowd like this. Also, I want to bring you greetings from Roundup, Flat Willow Congregation, Flat Willow Colony. They wish you God's blessing also.
If I can smile when my heart is crying, if I can sing when the melody is o'er, if I can keep just one tear from falling, then Jesus comes and he fills my heart with joy. If I can love when the world stops loving, if I believe when the world believes no more. If I forgive when my friends forsake me, then Jesus comes, then he fills my heart with joy. If I will trust when the world is doubting, if I will pray, if I believe when the world believes no more, if I forgive when my friends forsake me, then Jesus comes, then he fills my heart with joy. If through the storm I can see a rainbow, shining sun, if I know peace while the world knows turmoil, it's all because I've a friend, God's only son. If I can love when the world stops loving, if I believe when the world believes no more, if I forgive when my friends forsake me, then Jesus comes, then he fills my heart with joy. Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, what a wonder you are. You are brighter than the morning star. You are fairer, much fairer than the lilies that grow by the wayside. Precious, more precious than gold. I'll live for Jesus.
Thank the Lord for his love and his faithfulness to us. We'd just like to sing a little song of thankfulness to the Lord.
We thank you for your love. We thank you for your care. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you. You for your word.
There was a drought in the land of Israel. There was a spiritual drought in the land of Israel. In fact, Elijah, the man of God, thought he was the only man left, or practically the only man, that was not worshiping idols. And he went to Ahab, the king, the key figure who was responsible for the drought, the spiritual drought. And he said, there's not going to be any rain until I announce it. And he left as sudden as he had come. And it went just like he said it would. And of course, after some months and years of no rain, Ahab started hunting for Elijah, but he couldn't find him. God hid him from Ahab. And we won't go through the whole story, but when he did get back to Ahab, he said that there's going to be rain. And of course, we know about the contest between the prophets of Baal and Elijah, and how God heard Elijah's prayer. And the main part of this account that I want to think of is when Elijah was praying for rain, and when he got on his knees with his face between his knees and earnestly prayed that God would send rain, and nothing happened. What do you do? Well, he prayed again. And I guess I'm thinking probably many of us in this room have been praying for a spiritual outpouring of God's Spirit upon the church of our generation. And let's not stop. He's going to do it. And we don't want to give up. Elijah's God is still living today.
There was a man in olden days, Elijah was his name. Because the sin did so abound, he prayed and stopped the rain. And for 3 years or more, we're told, they never had a shout. For God in heaven answered then Elijah's prayer of power. Elijah's God still lives today, oh blessed be his name. And when his children to him pray, he answers still the same. If he controls the universe, all things obey his word. And when the dead we call on him, our humble prayer is heard. He gathered all the priests of Baal to call upon their God. They cried to him the whole day long, he answered not a word. But when Elijah called on God before the people there, the Lord sent down afar from them because he heard his prayer. Elijah's God who lives today, oh blessed be his name. And when his children to him pray, he answers still the same. Yes, he controls the universe, all things obey his word. And when by faith we call on him, our humble prayer is heard. Then into the top of Carmel's mount the holy prophet went, and prayed unto the Lord again that rain once more descend. He poured his heart out to his God, nor was his prayer in vain. The clouds again in heaven were seen, God sent a mighty rain. Elijah's God still lives today, oh blessed be his name. And when his children to him pray, he answers still the same. Yes, he controls the universe, all things obey his word. And when by faith we call on him, our humble prayer is heard.
Cast up the highway, cast up the highway. Sound his praises, tell with gladness, he liveth again. Anybody have a short testimony? And all women? All right, let's go to the next song. 861.
My heart was distressed in all.
Maybe if nobody has a testimony, there a brother does. So I was going to say, if nobody does, maybe we should have a confession.
The Lord has brought me up out of the miry clay, not only once, but several times. Brought me out of the miry clay one night at 2 o'clock. I didn't even know that you called it being born again, but I know today that that is what it was, that I became born again. When I saw Jesus Christ as my perfect Savior, when I saw that I was lost, and I turned to the Lord, and He gave me the Holy Spirit. But He also lifted me out of the miry clay in the last year again. And it's something I see that many people are affected with today. The miry clay of looking at other people's faults, getting our eyes off of Jesus, and trying to feed on other people's faults, and we get our feet down in the miry clay. Praise the Lord, He brought me out of the miry clay.
Amen.
And put a new song in my heart today.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, let's have our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And what He's done for us, instead of on other people's faults, if we feed on other people's faults, we die. It's just like trying to live on salt. you try to live on salt, brothers and sisters, you're going to die. But if you live on the Lord Jesus Christ, there's going to be a joy of salvation, and then we'll know what it means, for the song would say, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen. Do we have another selection?
589.
first.
Going through as I
Thank you. thank God, however, that I'm witnessing both people who want to serve God. And I think that we can be revived and be able to go out with the name to the street and bring this message to the gospel. Something that's glad, something that makes people happy, because it delivers from sin. That message from 1 John, that we 1 John 1 9, I know that experience very well. And I'd just like to say that I'll have to go back to some people and apologize for the things I intend to do. I'd like to say we're sorry. I'd like to personally get involved in some of my world. I want to tell you where to go, where God wants me. I'd like to do it.
Amen. Brothers, you give yourself to the Spirit of the Lord. There's lots of work to do. Do we have another selection? Right here. Number 844. Let us stand. Time to stand a little bit. Let us stand and sing this song.
God set up for Jesus, his soldiers on the cross, live by his royal banner, in the suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall be
our needs. And I testify the Lord is real and that he does answer prayer.
I'd like to thank the Lord today for what he's done to me in my heart. I'd like to thank the Lord instead of the news for peace that he gives us and the world cannot take away. Now my sister called me up the other day and just about back in December. We had to put my mom into an old folks home because she was getting worse and worse and she cannot take care of herself anymore. And my sister called me up the other day and she said to me, my mom had just got out of the hospital and went back to home. And she called me to tell me. And my sister told me that the doctor told her that my mom has anywhere from 6 months to a year to live. And you know, if I did not have the Lord this afternoon and had that peace that he gives us, and if I just did not have him, I could probably tell you what stage I would be in. You know, these days things come our way. Sometimes we cannot carry the load. One time I just had to get down on my knees and give this thing over to the Lord. Instead of saying my mom is not on the Lord, I tried to talk to her. And she just seems as if she does not want anything to do with it. So I need this church here and other churches to pray for my mom because now, as if my sister told me, she could go anytime. And I said, the Lord said to do that, we can just take our burden to the Lord and leave it there. I would like to thank you.
Were you able to hear that in the back? Did you hear? And Brother Marlon is saying that his mother does not know the Lord. He seems to be very antagonistic toward him. The doctor has given her 6 months to a year to live. It's reflecting that we pray for him. So let us pray for Brother Marlon's mother that he does not know the Lord.
It's beginning to rain, 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 dear Lord.
Yeah.
My sheep go.